You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and, piece by piece, tell the story of how they were made. My name is Tao Nguyen.
Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode contains explicit language. Meek Mill is a rapper from Philadelphia. He's put out 5 albums, his most recent, Championships, debuted at number 1 on the charts, and was nominated for a Grammy for Best Rap Album. Back in 2007, he was arrested on a gun charge at the age of 19, and over the last 11 years, he was sent to prison 4 times for parole violations. But in July 2019, based on evidence of alleged police corruption, the Pennsylvania Superior Court threw out his conviction and the parole violation that had led to his most recent time in prison, a 5-month sentence. It was soon after Meek Mill was released that the song Trauma was created. He took inspiration from his experiences in prison in his early life in Philadelphia. In this episode, Meek Mill and Don Cannon, who produced the track, break down how the whole thing came together.
I go by the name of Meek Mill. When I got out of prison, I wanted to explain my mind frame, where I come from, being locked in a cell 23 hours a day. That could do something to you mentally.
My name is Don Cannon. It was 2018, and you know, I had a heads up he was going to be released from jail. So I want to say, like, how can I jump in with Meek and make something feel exciting, classic, and mean something to the culture? How can we make a stance? We're both from Philadelphia, so we have similar fights, similar battles.
As a kid, from the age of a toddler to like 10 years old, I used to love playing the game. I used to get A's and B's. And then when I started going outside on my front step, people was getting shot. They were selling drugs. Of course, I got tangled up in a life. I had to protect myself. I had to feed myself. At the age of 19, I caught a case, a gun case. I was charged with a bunch of bogus charges, beat by the police. Was on probation for 11 years, sent to prison 4 times, and along the process, I dedicated myself to making music, and I never turned back.
The minute he got out, I reached out to him, and, you know, he had a lot of things going on, you know, just getting out. And I just said, yo, I got something for you. It's going to explain everything. I started getting into the beat-making process with him a long time ago. He was a youngster. But this beat was a lot more of a thinking process more than it was actually me just sitting down making a beat. If you watch some of Meek's earlier freestyle videos, he actually freestyled on this Mobb Deep record called Getaway.
Mobb Deep, like, was rappers that inspired me. I actually rapped off that beat on my first mixtape. I burnt 50 CDs at Office Max and just passed them out. And, you know, that's how I started to get my buzz in.
It's one of his best freestyles, in my opinion. So I did a little research on it. I had that in the back of my mind, like, man, maybe I should try to tap into the original sample of the Mobb Deep record. And it showed from the progression from when he started to now. So the sample is Barclay James Harvest, Taking Me Higher.
Used to be a dreamer.
And, you know, he's always having big dreams, trying to get away from, you know, the simple hood stuff and getting to the next level. It's always having a dream. Dream Chasers is his label. He's always teaching kids to have a dream. So the song meant a lot. So when creating, I look at it as like a script. I create the storyline. I lay out the sample.
Used to be a dreamer, but you know I found.
And then I have to figure out how can I keep a certain bounce and aggression. You know, sometimes when you get these telltale stories from artists, the beats are really downplayed because you don't want it to interfere with the message that the artist is trying to give out. So I was trying to figure out how to keep the beat and aggression going the same way. I just wanted to have an up-tempo feel and not just a laid-back feel to get his message off. And I feel like if I could pull that off, I could get him to bring the best out of himself about the story. You know, I don't know if he was ready to jump back in, but I sent it over to him. And he was like, hold this for me. Don't play this for nobody. I got something special for it. He came to Atlanta and he called me, told me to pull up to the studio. He was like, I want you to hear some records. He was halfway through the process of the first verse and he was playing and there was like about 15 people in there. They was like, yo, this one right here is exactly what he need. And he hadn't even got to the hook yet, but I already knew once he got that content on the first verse, I was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be special.
We all hanging with a noose on our neck. My silly mom just died, he wanna use my collect. And he won't make it to the wake unless he give him a check. We still niggas though, what you expect?
I was locked up with a guy before. I had to let him use a collect card just to contact his family after his mother died. He couldn't connect with his family. So, you know, it's just like if you're in prison and your mother died, if you don't have a certain amount of money, you can't even go pay your respects to your mother. That could make or break you, just that alone, knowing that amount of a dollar could stop you from seeing your mother for the last time. And you know, me seeing that being in prison around people who are poor and me coming back and me having resources and having money and able to support myself and my family from jail, I just had a different outlook on it. I'm like, damn, they won't let them go see their mothers in a casket unless you have money to pay. That was kind of unfair to me and it never sat too well with me. I just want to give people a bird's eye view of the story I had to walk and many others had to walk that's kind of silent.
I felt like the getaway part of the sample meant a lot because a lot of people don't understand being locked up 23 hours of dark and 1 hour of light, what it does to your brain. You really just want to get away. And this can mean a lot of things. It can mean leave Earth, leave just your mental thoughts.
I just want.
So you had the dreamer in the beginning, which was the intro. And then, you know, the getaway was basically him getting a chance to speak on how it was inside and how he was feeling.
I make all my music on the spot. I don't write my music down. So, you know, as soon as I get a thought, I got to rush to the booth and lay it down piece by piece.
I think that's a great thing. A lot of times when you write down things, you already got it, the feeling out on paper. So now you're reading it back and you're not giving it a certain amount of feeling. It's a read back and it's very hard to give it the same energy. When it's in your brain, you're giving out the emotion as you're saying it. You know, they tell you sometimes when you're depressed or you're feeling some type of way, write all your thoughts down on paper, you'll feel better. Rapping is different. You speak it into the mic. You know what I mean? You give all your emotion to people. They feel it a certain way.
You know, I'm talking about experiences from growing up in these type of environments. Like a young kid being shot down and an old lady coming out who don't even know this kid, someone that got shot on her block. And she holding him, telling him, like, just breathe, baby, like, hang in there.
Ain't no PTSDs, them drugs keep it at ease. They shot that boy 20 times when they could've told him just freeze. Could've put him in a cop car, but they let him just bleed. The ambulance ain't coming, baby, just breathe.
That one in particular was just chill given. It just takes me back to where I see moms run out in the middle of the street and trying to wake their baby up and they're already passing, you know what I mean? You say that line, I know exactly what you're talking about. So I gave him a platform to speak freely and the world to hear his troubles. And, you know, I was happy about that. That's exactly what I was aiming for. And then I say, yo, how can I make this record bigger? You know, my go-to musicians are 1500 or nothing. They're a band in California. They play for, you know, Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z. They're really good with taking records to the next level. So, you know, when I'm trying to get that feel, I always reach out to them to really put the icing on the cake. You know, those guys come from the church, so they're always bringing in the best of the best. I don't even have to tell them sometimes where I'm going for. I just say, yo, I need like that grunge feel. You know what I mean? Like you're walking through the neighborhood on Halloween. So they put like a small vocal chop in the back of them. It's a ghouling feeling. Like it's that mysterious horror film feeling. And then they put live guitars in there. I felt like, you know, on my journey with Meek, it was like, wait for the proper time and give him the canvas to paint on. And honestly, he hit a bullseye. When you sit there and you're listening to him, you feel some type of way.
I was on the corner with the Reef. Then they got us warm for our freedom.
When I say I seen my brother's blood on the pavement, how you wake up in the morning feeling evil. Basically like seeing one of your homies, your friends, your family members shot down. If you see too much of that, you'll start waking up in the morning and feeling evil. Feeling like you want to get revenge, feeling like you want to protect yourself, or you might want to kill or do anything or harm someone else because you're enduring so much trauma and hate. My real reason why I made this song, I always thought of it like this. I used to have to do community service with the veterans, and I used to see some of these veterans, you know, they might have went to war, and as soldiers that they went to war with, two of them, five of them might have got killed. Some of them guys have, like, mental issues because they seen too much and been through too much. And, you know, they might have post-traumatic stress. They might have paranoia and think someone trying to kill them and commit a crime. When they go in front of the court system, the first thing they bring up is, this is a veteran. He has post-traumatic stress. In my neighborhood, this one kid, the last one left, all four brothers was killed. He carrying a gun in the neighborhood. And the guys that killed all four of his brothers, they probably going to kill him too. So, you know, he trying to defend himself and he getting something and catch a case. And, you know, when we go in court for carrying a gun, we can't go in there and say, Your Honor, I'm paranoid. If you check the data in my neighborhood, there was 300 kids that looked like me murdered this year in my neighborhood. That's why I was carrying a gun. That doesn't work for black and brown men in court. Do you think they ever even bring post-traumatic stress up in the courtroom? They label you a gang member or a thug. They don't even bring it up. They don't base it off of circumstance. They don't base it off of mental health, post-traumatic stress disorder. Is that fair? Do y'all see that as fair? Yeah, it ain't fair at all.
Trauma. When them drugs got a hold on your mama. And the judge got a hold on your father. Go to school, bullet holes in the lock.
You might ride through the hood or the ghetto, and you might see kids on the corner, and their face might be balled up and frowned up. You know, people automatically classify him. He's a bad guy. He's dangerous. He might be dangerous, but his dad might be in the graveyard. His mom might be on drugs. He probably been to 10 funerals this year. You know, it's hard to really fix your face and fix your image and seem to be happy when you've been through these type of things. So where we come from, it's a different world.
And now, here's Trauma by Meek Mill in its entirety.
My mama used to pray that she'd see me and yell. It's fucked up, she gotta see me in jail. On a visit with Lil Poppy, it hurt even though I seen it be well. They got a smoker with a kid in my cell. Damn. And even worse, my dad black don't wanna see me do well. It's either that or black people for sale. Gave me 2 to 4 years, like fuck your life. Meet me in hell and let it burn like Lucifer. You look even stupider trying to press them people in power with power abusing us. For $44 an hour, you coward, they using you. Was it self-hate that made you send me upstate? This where the so-called real
niggas sweeping up for cupcakes. And that's your phone time. If you ain't got no money, you ain't online. Can't call your son, call your daughter just to wish him on prime. Oh God, don't let them streets get a hold of him. Your daughter fucking now, it's gonna be a cold summer. Your son trapping and your homie giving holes to him. And if you fuck that paper up, he putting holes to him. And you just wanna make it home so you can show it to him. And them people ain't finna get no parole to you, they want blood. We all hanging with a noose on our neck. My Sally mom just died, he wanna use my collect. And he won't make it to the wake unless he give him a check. We still niggas though, what you expect? I just want. I was on the corner with the reef. And they got us warm for our free. See my brother blood on the pen. How you wake up in the morning feeling evil? Trump. When them drugs got a hold on your mama. And the judge got a hold on your father. Go to school, bullet holes in the heart. Ain't no PTSDs, them drugs keep it at ease. They shot that boy 20 times when they could've told him just freeze. Could've put him in a cop car, but they let him just bleed. The ambulance ain't coming, baby, just breathe. That's what the old lady said when she screamed. It's a nightmare on M Street, Friday the 13th. And in the 13th Amendment, M said that we kings. It said we legally slaves if we go to the bank. They told cats, stand up, you wanna play for a team. And all his teammates ain't saying a thing.
Stay woke.
If you don't stand for nothing, you gon' fall for something. And in the 60s, if you kneel, you'll probably be killed. But they don't kill you now, they just take you out of your deal. Kill your account, look what money gets spilled. Check it. They don't kill you now, they just take it out of your deal. Kill your account, look what money gets spilled.
I just won.
I was on the corner with the reef. And they got us warm for our free. See my brother blood on the plate. How you wake up in the morning feeling evil?
Trump.
When them drugs got a hold on your mouth. And the judge got a hold on your father. Go to school, put a hold on your life.
How many times you send me to jail to know that I won't fail? Invisible shackles on the king, cause shit, I'm on bail. I went from selling out arenas, now shit, I'm on sale. Them cold nights starting to feel like hell, Watching a black woman take my freedom almost made me hate my people. When they label you felon, it's like they telling you they not equal. 11 years going to court, knowing they might keep you or drive you crazy. 23 hours in a cell, somebody save me. I'm on a jail car trying to explain it to my baby. I gotta do the calendar twice and that's a maybe.
Drama.
I just won.
I was on the corner with the reef. And they got us warm for our free. See my brother blood on the pen. How you wake up in the morning feeling evil?
Trump.
When them drugs got a hold on your mouth. And the judge got a hold on your father. Go to school, bullet holes in the life.
Trump.
Visit songexploder.net for more information about Meek Mill. There's also a link to learn about Reform Alliance, the organization he co-founded that aims to reduce the number of people serving unjust parole and probation sentences. You'll also find a link to buy or stream this song. Song Exploder is made by executive producer Hrishikesh Hirway, producer Christian Kunz, and me. I'm guest hosting for 2019. Production assistance from Olivia Wood, and illustrations by Carlos Lerma. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated collective of independent, creative podcasts. You can learn about all of our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can also follow Song Exploder on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Song Exploder. And you can follow me at Tao Gets Stay Down. I'm Tao Nguyen. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.